Emily Maggie Carpenter, P.S. I have enclosed a list of the gross factual misrepresentations in your article. There are 15.
Funny. I like her. She's got spunk.
Ike, look. She sent us this list. Our lawyers say it's actionable. I left you 4 messages. You don't return my calls.
So? I never returned your calls. Even when we were married, I didn't return you. And what's Fisher doing here, anyway?
Oh, Ellie asked me to come down to offer moral support.
Since when does Ellie need moral support?
It's for you, Ike.
What? What?
Journalism lesson number 1. If you fabricate your facts, you get fired.
Lesson number 2. Never work for your former spouse.
That has nothing to do with it. You cooked this story up and you know it.
I did not cook anything up. I had a source.
Someone reliable, some booze hound in a bar?
In vino veritas.
Hey, don't knock drunk guys in bars. It means they're not driving. Besides, I am a columnist. This is what columnists are supposed to do. It's what you like. We push, we stretch, we go out on a limb. That's what makes me good.
No, that's what makes you unemployed.
All right, let's consider that my wrist has been slapped, all right? There. Slap it. Go ahead. Just slap my wrist. That's done. Just give me a call when, you know, you feel that I've served my time and move on.
This is permanent, Ike. If you go quietly, I'll get you severance pay.
Kitchen.
Honey, she canned him. Honey. Bob, she canned him.
Hey, what are you talking
okay,
about?
Okay, listen, it's in the paper.
Okay, come on, try this on first.
Okay. All right. I don't want to read it to you, so come over this way.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Now, Maggie Carpenter, I apologize to you for this unfortunate matter. Here it is. Ike Graham's column will no longer be appearing in this paper. Best of luck in your upcoming marriage.
Hey, okay, this is the weight of the pack you'll be carrying in the Himalayas.
Okay.
You let me know if it's too heavy.
Okay.
We'll just...
Whoa! Ah! A little, yeah, a little heavy, baby.
Story around. I'm doing a photo spread for GQ today by the conveyor belt. Meet me. I'll save your tush. And since I do freelance stuff for GQ now, I have an idea. See?
What are you saying?
Vindication. How would you like some? A chance to prove that although your story wasn't entirely factual, your theory was correct.
The real story, Miss Carpenter.
All the gory details.
Mm-hmm.
And if she runs again, you got a cover story.